Andrew, I should just start with you anyway. Every time, I don't even know why I ask for a first taker. But
I do try and give it 30 seconds. But yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it was a nice little hit out yesterday. As you mentioned, we're obviously pretty well rested, having the isolation and a week off here in Christchurch. So, yeah, sort of the girls hit the ground running yesterday, and yeah, everyone got to do a little bit, got through a few batters, and everyone got a few overs in. So it was a nice little hit out.
Just on you personally, there's obviously a lot of competition for the all-round slots, sort of 6, 7, 8, 9 in this team. What's your mindset heading into the World Cup? Are you thinking you might not play every game, but you need to be ready at a moment's notice if something happens and you're called into the side?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a ridiculous side at the minute. So, yeah, it's pretty hard to crack into this team. And, yeah, there's some outstanding all-rounders, as we've seen with Talia McGrath, and even Belzy yesterday with the bat was amazing and has been really solid with the ball as well. So, yeah, it's incredibly tough to get into this 11. And, yeah, I guess I just have to take my opportunities when they come. And whether it be in a warm-up game or whatever that may be, I'll just have to sort of do my thing. And, yeah, if I get an opportunity to play, I'll certainly take that with both hands.
And just the last one for me, do you think as the tournament goes on and perhaps you'll get to grounds that you might have played 2 or 3 games on, we don't obviously know how many fresh pitches there'll be during the tournament, that might sort of suit your style of bowling a little bit, sort of the wicket to wicket on slightly slower pitches?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, there's probably going to be a lot of traffic on these wickets, so many games to get played in this tournament. So, yeah, hopefully, yeah, that could work in my favour. And, yeah, like you said, stump-to-stump bowling on those lower pitches can be, yeah, like a really useful thing to do. So, yeah, if I ever got the chance to do that, I'll certainly be taking that with both hands. But we'll have to see how that all plays out.
Cheers, mate. Thanks,
Andrew. Ben, do you want to jump in?
Actually being in New Zealand, you know, weather conditions and also whether it's similar to when you toured last year?
Yeah, it's actually quite nice here every second day. it was freezing yesterday in the warm-up game, but I mean, I'm in Tassie at the minute, so I'm sort of used to it, so it's not too bad. But yeah, it seems fairly similar to when we were here exactly this time last year, I think it was. So yeah, not too different. And it's nice that we got here a year ago to sort of suss out conditions and get a feel for the place. And yeah, I think that will hold us in good stead for this tournament.
Yeah, so the briefing is, or as much as there is one, that it's going to be, and particularly the pitches, going to be fairly similar to last year?
I don't know. I haven't heard too much about the grounds. I don't know if we've played at all the grounds. I don't know if we played them all last time we were here. So I'm not too sure. I think it's sort of a... yeah, assess the conditions as you get there and see what happens. And I think we play a few games in the one spot, so I'm sure we'll get used to certain conditions and yeah, we can adapt from there.
Can I also ask just broadly about the tournament? We saw that Pakistan rolled the Kiwis yesterday, although I don't know if they're full strength, and West Indies put up a fight against you guys. They're the lowest 2 ranked sides at this World Cup. Is this the most open World Cup, do you think, that there's been?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, all the teams that are here are world class. They're here for a reason. You know, people have to qualify to get into this tournament. So if you're here, you're here thinking that you can win the tournament. So no doubt those teams have come in with heaps of confidence. And yeah, if you can, you know, get a couple of wins in the practice games and get a bit of momentum heading into the proper tournament, I'm sure that'll do the confidence a world of good.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. And Lockie.
Thanks, Lucy. Hey, Nick. There's been a little bit of talk over the last week or so about tactics in reflection on the 2017 tournament and beyond. Having come into the team after that World Cup and really seen how much the team has evolved since that tournament, do you feel it's going to be a completely different, I guess, tournament from an Australian women's cricket perspective, not only in terms of performance-based, but just how you're going to play and how you're best looking to get the job done in New Zealand?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wasn't there in 2017, and it's a pretty different looking side, I think. And again, that's 4 years ago, so hopefully the team's evolved a fair bit in the last 4 years. So, yeah, I feel like that 2017 World Cup gets brought up a little bit, but I think we've sort of move past that, you know, fresh group. And yeah, there definitely would be some different tactics and whatnot, which would naturally happen, you'd think, as the team evolves over those years. So we're coming into this feeling pretty confident. We've been pretty solid in this format over the last few years. So I think it's going to be an exciting tournament.
And do you think that there's going to be sort of a pass score for most, or a different pass score for a lot of the different rounds in this competition? Or do you think that sort of 230s to 250s that we've seen in a few of the warm-up games, do you think that's going to be about right for most of the matches?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, to be honest. I haven't played a whole heap of cricket over here. We came here last year and played a few games, but we're at different grounds and whatnot. So, yeah, again, I think it's just about sort of getting to the grounds, and if there's games before us, seeing what happens there, and just being really adaptive to different conditions, because, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the wickets will look like. And, yeah, if there's a bit of traffic on them, you know, the conditions might change over the tournament. So, I think it's a bit of a wait-and-see approach.
Just finally for me, in terms of practice and training in the nets, are there any of the Aussie bowlers in particular who you've faced and you've gone, okay, they're going to have a big tournament, you can tell that they're looking good to perform on these Kiwi wickets?
I can't say I've actually faced too many of the bowlers. They're all on ice, I think, at the minute, because we've got games and stuff. But I reckon Annabelle Sutherland will be quite difficult to play on these wickets. She's sort of that into the wicket kind of bowler, and if there's a little bit in it, I reckon she'll find that and she'll get a bit out of it. And T-Mac's been incredible with the ball for us over the last couple of series, so I think she's got a big role to play. And then yeah, we've got some spinners and other pacies that'll complement that as well. So I think our lineup is really well suited to these conditions.
Thanks, Nick. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lockie. Jack, did you have anything to jump in with? If not, I'll just head to LJ, who's on the ground here.
No, all good. Thanks, Lucy.
Perfect. No worries. LJ?
Nick, your first ODI World Cup experience. You've been waiting a long time to be part of a tournament like this?
I suppose so. It's an interesting one because, obviously, there's been a lot of T20 World Cups in that time. So, to get to be a part of those is really cool. But the 50-over one's really special. It's sort of every 4 years. So, you might only get to one. So, yeah, definitely going to make the most of this tournament. And, hopefully we go well.
And I guess it's a bit different to a T20 World Cup. There's no groups. You get to play everyone. How do you go about trying to prepare for seven different opponents?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. In a series, you get to prepare for one team and you sort of get to, change your tactics and work on things throughout a series. But it's, one and done in this tournament. But we've played a lot of these teams before and we know a lot of their players pretty well. So, I don't know, you sort of get ready for that and, I guess analyse what happened in that game and sort of quickly move on, and different teams present different situations. So, yeah, I think we've been good at that in the past and I'm sure this time will be no different.
And the Kiwis were in great form against India. I think they won 4-1. What are you expecting from them in tomorrow's warm-up?
Yeah, I'm expecting a good challenge. As you said, they've sort of dominated that series against India, who's a world-class opponent. So, they're in some really good form at the minute. And, they'll be a really good challenge for us leading into the tournament.
Have you talked about any ways you might try and approach Amelia Kerr, who's just been in outrageous form with the bat?
Not especially, to be honest. We've always known that she can bat. We've seen her a fair bit in the Big Bash, and for New Zealand, she's obviously batting a little bit higher, so a bit more exposure at the top of the order, and she's done a really good job for them. So, no doubt we'll be looking over some of that footage and seeing what we can do with that.
Cool, thank you.
Ben, is your hand up from before, or did you have another question for Nick?
Sorry, I had to put it down.
No, all good. All right, if that's all, guys, we'll wrap up. Thanks for joining us. I'm sure we'll chat.